Well, good morning. How is everybody this morning? Good morning. It's so good to have you all here. Welcome. No, it's really okay. It's good to have you here. I mean it. So, who is your brother or sister? I thought when your sister quit coming up here, that all the right answers would be gone. But no, you know all. Yes, that's very true, but that's not quite where we're going. Do you have any brothers or sisters? What's your sister's name?
Miranda.
Rupert. Yeah. See, almost. And what is your sister's name? And what's your brother's name?
Liam.
Welcome. Do you have any brothers or sisters? Well, we'll see about that. You have one? What's your sister's name? Kira. Do you have any sisters? How's that going for you? Sisters. Yeah, I know how that. I don't have any sisters. I got brothers. Trust me, it's easier. Do you have any brothers or sisters? What's your brother's name? Very wonderful. First one.
Only child so far.
I like that answer. Only child so far. I love an optimist. That's great. Good. Do you have any brothers or sisters? You do? She's only a baby, but does she ever make any noise? Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Brothers and sisters, I have three brothers. I know, tell my mother that. Yeah, that was a lot of people, a lot of boys. Well, today Jesus goes home in our gospel lesson. He goes home and he's eating with his family, and everybody is crowding around his house. And all kinds of things happen, and they talk about various things. And then at one point, they say to Jesus, your sisters and your brother are waiting for you outside. And you know what Jesus says? Did you know Jesus had sisters and brothers? Did you know he had a mother? He had to come from somewhere. Okay, this is Bible 101. Jesus had a mother. Her name was?
Mary.
I forgot. You know, Mary had a baby child. You don't remember Christmas? We'll talk about it at Christmas. Mary. Mary was Jesus' mother. But did you know he had a brother? Anybody know Jesus' brother's name? James. You know, I was pretty old before somebody told me that Jesus was not an only child. Because you hardly ever hear about it. Well, Jesus looks at the crowd and they say to him, look, his disciples say, look, your mother and your brother are outside and your sister are outside. And Jesus says, who are my brothers and sisters? Everyone who believes in God. So, you know what that means? You have brothers and sisters. You didn't even know it. And you have more than one sister. Let's go see if we can find them, shall we? He said, oh Lord, I have more than two sisters. It's so true. Look, come on with me. Let's go find some brothers and sisters. Stand up. Let's see. We'll look around. Come with me. Let's go find some sisters and brothers. That's a beautiful little kitty. So, let's just check this guy out over here. I don't know. Does he look like a likely brother for any of you? Here, I got one for you. Here, come over here. Let me show you one that. Let's see if we can pick. Let's pick this one out over here and see if we like him as a brother or sister. What do you think? No. Ask him. Thank you. Yes, that's beautiful. She just said, all of them believe in God. So of course they're our brother and sister. That's the whole thing. Our family isn't just your little, no. It's not just your little baby sister or your really old sister or your really smart sister. Or now listen, that doesn't imply that you aren't smart, because you are. Or your really wonderful sisters. All of those people out there, because they love God, just like you love God, they're all your brothers and sisters. That's kind of neat. You have a really big family. Not just this family, but all of God's children. Talk about Thanksgiving dinner. All of those people are coming to your house. That's our Christian family, our brothers and sisters, because God says it's more than just your family, like you think of family. It's all of our families. So we give thanks. We can go back to our place. We give thanks to God today because God gives us this wonderful family that when we're happy, they can celebrate with us. When we're sad, they can help take care of us. When we're hungry, they can help feed us. And when we need love, they can love us. So this is your family. Turn around and say, "Hi, family." Let's try it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. "Hi, family." And you all say,
"Hi, family."
Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.